All right, hey, welcome back to another episode of Dads Who Try. This is season two, episode number 4.
Yeah, which means we're on episode 44 in total.
That's right.
Which also means that you know I have a number that I'm thinking about for an athlete. And since we're on the number 44, can you guess what I'm about to say?
I feel like...
It's in the NBA, just to let
yeah,
you know.
I feel like I should know this. 44, I feel like it is a popular number.
Yeah, NBA logo.
Jerry West.
Jerry West.
No way.
Give it up for Mr. West. Not Kanye West, Jerry West. Yeah, yeah, come on. Give it up for Mr. West.
Allow me... Wait, that's Jay-Z.
That was... Yeah.
Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr... By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, dang, did you even see that test? You got D's, mother... Well, welcome back. Hey, have you heard about this new, this potential new Kanye album?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say when, you know, he's going to drop an album since, you know, I think the last couple of albums, you know, he's had these like surprise dates and, you know, it just gets kind of pushed back. So I'm kind of at this point now, I'm like, when it drops, it drops.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Kanye was very formative in my musical maturity. If that makes sense.
Graduation.
Yeah, graduation was like my intro to like really loving hip hop.
Yeah.
Like I had like, you know, you better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it, but never let it go. You know, like I had like some like singles, you know, my first ever CD. My brother got me a Beastie Boys album, but like I only listened to like Intergalactic, Planetary, Planet. Like I only listened to a couple of the songs off of it. Shamefully. Yeah. Like I love Beastie Boys now, but Kanye was like, I was like a metalhead in high school.
Yeah.
You know, like I had like scene hair, like I was an emo kid, like my bangs were past my chin and I was in a hardcore band.
Yeah, I think like for me, like Kanye, he was kind of like, he was a kind of like the new artist that brought in like what Pharrell was kind of already doing, you know, but like for our time. Because you got to think about it, Pharrell was like this black hip hop artist who was like, you know, his style was just different.
Totally.
Right? You know, he's just a creative genius. He looks not like the typical rapper.
Yeah.
And so Kanye comes out with this like pink polo, you know, he's like pop the collar kind of thing. And so he just had this whole thing going for him, bro. And so,
And then, you know, Jesus Walks. I had that in Gold Digger. Like those were two songs I had like before I was like even into Kanye. And then Graduation drops and he does Stronger with Daft Punk. And like I was like kind of like into like you know electric techno house and stuff, and then I was like okay stronger better fat you know like that kill me can only make me strong. Like I'm like oh my gosh dude this is insane
it was a time to look back on and be like man this is great music happening in real time and
then fast forward. We get to the Grammys.
Yeah.
And a certain somebody gets up on stage to accept her reward.
Yep.
And Kanye says, excuse me, Taylor, but everyone knows Beyonce deserves the number one album.
That had to have changed like all of like Grammys flow.
Forever.
Right?
Yes.
You have one of the most iconic, you have two iconic artists In pop culture.
In the last 50 years.
Yes. And you're going to snatch the mic from her. Say that when she's accepting her award.
And then his career spirals.
Spirals.
Is straight into him dropping Twisted Dark Fantasies.
Yes. Which is another.
Which in my opinion is his best album. Yeah. And is borderline. It's a masterpiece. It's incredible.
Yeah.
All of the lights.
Bro, don't get me started.
In here, baby. Like we're in a garage studio with literally one light.
Yeah. There's outside of the sunlight that's naturally going through this one window, we have one other light that's going right now.
We promise you guys, this is a dad's podcast. Yes. But we can't help, but we're 90s kids. We can't help but to talk about the things that formed us into who we are. Which reminds me, like my kids right now are hyper impressionable.
Yep.
Like River right now, I'm a 6-year-old. We have Grayson, 3-year-old. So whatever River does, Grayson has a flavor of in his life.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, Grayson wants to follow River wherever he goes. But River wants independence, you know. And I'm like, it's heartbreaking watching, like, my 3-year-old be like, River, come on. Why don't you play? And River's like, I don't want anything to do with your existence.
Dude, but that stuff formed at such an early age. I see that in my 2.5-year-old right now. He's just, like, this morning. Legit this morning, he had my phone, and of course I know what he wants right away. He wants to watch Cop Cars. He's into like just watching Cop Cars like repeatedly. Like there's a 20-minute video like of Cop Chases Cars. You know, just like you know, they're on YouTube. There would be like police cars and the sirens would go and they're just like driving around, and he loves watching that. Well, he's on the phone and my son, my youngest son, comes and just wants to sit by him.
Yeah.
Dude, he literally turns around and kicks him as hard as he can in the head.
Oh my gosh.
And Ollie's just like, he like gets shocked, you know, where he just like stands there and then
he starts crying.
And then the loud pitch, high scream, yep. You know, and I'm like, dude, he just wants to sit by you. this kid wants nothing to do with him right now.
And dude, my 6-year-old Grayson will, you know, he'll take a bite of, you know, if River has a bowl of ice cream, like a full, it could be a carton of ice cream.
Yeah.
And Grayson takes a spoon. And takes one bite out of the carton of ice cream. River, like, it's disgusting now.
Yeah, I don't want it.
I don't even want the ice cream. I'm like, dude, what? He's not an alien.
Yeah.
Came from the same place you did, brother. Crawled out that same hole, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And now you're just going to treat him like he's a nobody.
But it's something that I really want to, you know, have in my household is by the time the boys get old, they love each other.
That's it.
And you know, I heard a quote from someone that said, I want to create a household my kids want to come back to when they're older.
Boom.
And I'm like, that's it, right? Like, I want to create a family where it's like, I want to empower them to leave the home.
Yeah.
With confidence and excitement. And I want to be able to enable them to go and accomplish whatever they want to do. And at the same time, I want them to, like, save up money every year because they can't wait to come home.
Yeah. And I think that's what my wife has been saying, too. She was just like, man, these kids are growing up way too fast. Like, like, I'm not going to lie, bro. Parenting. So someone said it to me yesterday. They're like, if you want to grow, get married. If you want to continue to grow, have kids, you know? Whoa. And I'm like, dude, it's tough, you know, like growth and, you know, like I thought marriage was like hard. And then you have kids and it's like harder. And then you begin to learn how to like navigate. And right now, so we're in like the season of like these kids just acting crazy all the time because they're so young. But you know, but it is crazy how much they've learned in the last, I feel like.
They're sponges, you know, bro.
Yeah, exactly. They're only 2.5. Like my oldest is 2.5 right now, but I feel like he's been around for a long time, it feels like. But I just feel like we're going to look back one day. He's going to be way older. And the last place I want him to be at is in a place where he's just like, I'm good with going home. Because yeah. I do hear some of my friends like, you know, home's not that thing anymore. Yeah,
home's not home anymore.
And I don't want my kids to say that about me. I want them to be like, dude,
I can't wait to go back for Christmas. I can't, you know, it's like, I love, I want my sons to text each other and call each other. And, you know, it's like, yeah. I want, it's so much harder than obviously the ideal is. It's easy to say the ideal, but in practicality, it's like, you really have to be intentional to nurture that. You know, when my boys fight, I got to sit them down and say, you know, okay, let's talk through this. How do you forgive? How do you accept forgiveness? How do you extend it? And at the same time, I'm like, I'm also letting you guys throw some blows.
Yeah.
Like, you guys have to learn how to fight, and I'm not going to step in every time. Like,
yeah.
You know, Grayson, if you're picking a fight with your brother, who's 3 years older than you,
there's going to be some consequences.
Then you got to learn, you know? And it's like, and same with River. It's like, hey, River, just a heads up. You pick on your brother. One day he's going to mollywop you, bro.
Yes.
One day Grayson's going to go from being a stocky little kid to being a stocky big kid. He's going to lay you out.
It's so crazy what we talk about with our kids. It's like the same stuff. I'm like, yeah. One day, because Ollie's like getting as big as Levi. You know, like he's like, you can tell he's just growing faster. And I think he's going to be the taller one.
Yeah.
Levi's going to be the stockier kid. But I do think Ollie has like crazy energy. Mm-hmm. And I think one day Levi's just not going to expect it, and he's going to get whopped. And I'm just going to be like, oh my God. But you know, it makes me think about all the times I've like gotten into fights when I was like younger. Cause I'm one of three, but my mom was like one of like 9.
Whoa.
No, matter of fact, I think she has like 10 siblings.
11.
Keep going. You know, like, I'm pretty sure. But so for like the holidays, bro, I'm not kidding you when I say we probably have like 25 to 30 cousins around.
Whoa.
And I remember growing up and we would like have like wrestling groups.
Yeah.
You know, we would like, I already knew who I was running with, you know. And I remember my older cousin, though, Tony, who him and I like, we, you know, I love him now.
Shout out to T-Rock, baby.
Yeah, T-Rock, you know, Chi-Town, Chi-Town's finest. But I remember like being younger, he was like 3 years older than I am. And I just remember me and him just never got along for, at times. You know, yeah. I would name call him, he would name call me, and but I would always, you know, just be there for my, like my siblings. So we would just kind of like poke at each other all the time. And one day, I think he just finally snapped. And dude, so we got into like my bedroom. He came in there and I could just tell we're about to go there. So we're wrestling, bro. And he's like taking my head. And he's like shoving against the window, like bop, bop, bop. And I'm like, you know, nosebleed. We're going there, bro. So I take like, I'm in an Asian household, you know, so I find something like the nearest I can find is a, you know, the rice cooker, you know, the little paddle. So I'm taking it and I'm whipping at him, bro. I'm like, bop, bop, bop. And we're going at it. And dude, we're like bruises, bump, like we're bleeding. And I'm 11. He's like 14.
What?
We're going at it, bro. And so this guy, you know, he realizes, all right, I can tell like we're getting to this point where he needs to stop.
Yep.
So we finally stop. My mom comes home and, you know, I play that card. Mom, oh my God. You know, she's like, she's like, you know, think about like you get home. I put it on, bro. Yeah. I'm like, Mom, oh my God, you know, you started it. Like, it wasn't me. And I'm like, you know, and she obviously is like the blood. And so she's like yelling at him, bro, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I just think about all these crazy fights when you were like, we're young. And our kids are going to go through that, by the way.
Yes, bro. Like, I thinking about it makes me like, you know, kind of like sick. Like, I don't want my kids to get like hurt or, you know, I want them to socially like, you know, do well and not have to be in confrontation. But I know that's not life.
Yeah.
Life kind of hits you on the, you know, on the side of the head sometimes. And it's because emotions. It's because people. It's like, if you don't want to get in a fight, just remove human beings from your life.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want messes, if you don't want concussions, I mean, that's kind of intense. But, you know, if you don't want that, then you got to remove your child from any circumstance with people in it, you know?
Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, too, it's like, you know, we've been talking about, I think the last couple of times we mentioned on this topic, it's like, at this point right now in my life, I need my kids to try different things. And you know what? I need to allow them to get hurt so they can learn. I don't want to stop that stuff right now. And so lately, man, I've been intentionally, as hard as it is for me, I've been intentionally just letting the kids go. So they've been jumping off the couch. They've been doing all this stuff and they'll roll over, they'll tumble, they'll cry. And I'm like, bro, get back up and keep going, you know? And so it's been freeing for me to kind of see like, oh, you know what? Maybe they're not going to get as crazy hurt as what I thought they were going to.
Right.
Surprise, surprise. Right. Yeah. And so, you know, life is going to happen, bro. These kids are going to get hurt and we'll just need to continue to just allow them to actually get hurt.
Yeah. And here's the thing is that they will get hurt bad.
Yeah.
At some point, like they're going to see stitches.
Yeah.
They're going to go to the hospital. You know, that's part of growing up and that's part of it. And that's, I mean, obviously we want to protect our kids from that. Like, I'm not saying like we should endorse kids getting stitches and going to the hospital.
Yeah.
But like, that's a natural part of growing up. You know, it's like they're going to be uncoordinated or they're going to make a false step somewhere and they're going to hit their head, you know, whatever it is. But the cool thing is like we can prepare them when those moments happen. We can actually prepare those moments for growth and opportunities for bonding and, you know, things like that. But if you never let your kids get hurt, then that's going to send your family into crisis mode.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where I'm like, as a dad and as a husband, it's my job to protect the panic.
Yeah.
No panic. When you panic, things only get worse.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I've, unfortunately, like my dad has dementia.
Yeah.
So when I was young, you know, when I was 12, my dad, you know, kind of got diagnosed with it and it's progressed really fast. You know, by the time I was 15, my dad was, you know, not himself anymore.
Yeah.
By the time I was 18, my dad was like pretty much gone, you know, like almost fully gone. But it forced me to like not get caught up in the moments of crisis and learn how to handle panic moments or, you know, high stress scenarios.
Yeah.
It taught me how to take a deep breath. you know, this probably isn't a great quality, or how you get to this quality isn't great. But I think the quality itself is great. I get sharper.
Yeah.
I get more mental clarity when something traumatic is happening, which has happened a handful of times in my life, you know?
Yeah.
When the stuff hits the fan, it's like my mind goes into like, okay, take a deep breath. Let's figure this thing out. Let's crush it. But the process that it took me to get there was trauma and growing up, you know, in stressful situations. And I'm not saying my childhood was bad. I had the best childhood. I love how well my mom cared for us and took care of us. But at the same time, I'm like, it forced me to really grow. And the tension is like, do I want River to have Grayson to have those qualities?
Yeah.
Because if they do, it's going to mean that they're going to have to go through the fire I went through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe there's an alternative way, you know, maybe through sports or, you know, putting them in other high stress situations, you know?
I don't think necessarily, like, you know, I feel like now, like, after experiencing, like, things in our, you know, in my life as well, I used to think that there were situations that were, like, technically, like, bad or, you know, like, looking at, like, negative situations as, like, they're, like, not a good thing. But I think in life, in order for you to form, like, positive thinking, mature, like, thinking, growth, and all the things that you want to, you know, become, I do think that you do have to get tested. Every single person that goes through life has to, like, face challenges, and I don't think necessarily challenges are always bad. I now, like, more than likely will welcome challenges in my life because they've been teaching moments to help really shape me, shape my thinking. You know, a lot of sometimes the thinking that we've adapted, I think, comes from, like, experiences that we just naturally had, like, just growing up because of the experiences and the time that we grew up in. But I do think, like, now, like, seeing what you're saying with your dad and, you know, stuff that we've been through in our lives, I think you have to go through stuff, man, in order to actually, like, have mature thinking and understanding, like, that not every single situation is bad, you know? And so you're right. Trauma is, you know, not necessarily always fun. Trouble and
it's heartache, not the best teacher, it's not, you know? And I've heard people say, like, experience is the best teacher. River heard this phrase from somewhere. I don't know where it was, but, you know, last night Steph stubbed her toe, and we've been really trying hard to, like, you know, protect our language in front of our kids. And so she's like,
mother,
that really hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And River goes, that's okay because pain is the best teacher, isn't it? And I'm like, okay, Confucius, what the heck? Like, bro, your mom stubbed her toe instead of checking in on her. He's like, that's okay. Pain is the best teacher, isn't it? I'm like, bro.
Yeah, in that moment, I just want to throw a leg at him, really, right?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, who taught you that? And he's like, and Steph goes, come on, that sounds like something you'd have told him.
Yeah, and exactly.
I don't know, at some point, I probably said something like, you know, River's been into this big working out kick. He's 6 years old, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter how many push-ups he does, he's not.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the testosterone in his body to really develop, like, crazy muscles.
Yep.
Right now, I'm more concerned about, hey, figure out how to use your body than how to build your body. But anyways, like, we're talking about philosophy of training kid. I remember, he's, like, obsessed with working out. And, like, we were doing, like, calf raises or something like that. And I was like, whoever does more wins.
Yeah.
And, dear God, you know, I put on, you know, I had to make sure I had more weight than him. So I had about 240 pounds of body weight. And I think we were like at 55 calf raises or something like that.
Yeah.
We counted them out together. And he's already like, oh, you know, he's like, it hurts. And I was pain is just weakness leaving the body. And he's like, yeah.
Exactly.
So hyped, you know?
By the way, he's the most competitive kid I've ever known. Like, just the best example, even yesterday we're in the car, you know, where you guys, I'm still nerdy in this way. You know, I downloaded this, this app called Pokemon Go. And the last time I opened this thing was in 2016, 7 years ago.
When it came out. Yeah.
When it came out. Haven't played it since. Just had the urge to kind of open up this app and just, you know, there were so many great memories when I first started. I started playing with my boy, Josh Harrelson.
Shout out to Josh Harrelson.
Yeah, who's now in the, he plays overseas in the little basketball.
We gotta get him on the pod, bro.
We really do.
He's a legend to me, and I haven't even met him.
He really is a great guy, man. It's so funny, by the way. And so I was like, you know, I opened up this app, and I've been playing for like the last 3 days. You know, it's getting me to walk around the neighborhood, trying to catch these things. And River's in the car, and I'm like trying to like beat this guy, this like one of the little characters on there. And I'm losing. And River's like, come on, Tom. You got it, man. You know, like you're hearing him from the front. He's just like, bro, come on, you can't lose, man. Tom has lost again, but he's we should do it again. I mean, bro, I'm like losing, and I'm like, you know, my pride is leaving the car because I'm like just getting whopped in front of this 6-year-old I'm trying to impress, you know. But River's like, man, come on, let's go. And I'm like, here's a guy I think who's, by the way, he's a freak athlete. Whether you believe it or not, he is. Just to see, like, you could just tell, like, I think sometimes, like when kids are young, you could just tell they're like, they're doing things that, like,
other kids at their
age that they're not doing. And so, you know, and River, by the way, is like shredded for a 6-year-old. I'm like, dude,
he has an 8-pack.
How? I mean, what are you doing?
He also has, like, no body fat, but
yeah, but he's an athlete, though.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you, whatever you've done in your home, you've allowed him to kind of curate this form that he's like, you know, he has a great confidence about him. But what I love about it is that he, you know, he's just so, he exudes it when he, like when he walks around, you know, he's like walking around. He's like, yeah, you know, like, I know I got it, you know, but and if he doesn't, he'll still do it anyways.
Yeah.
You know,
we were at this kid's birthday party and I'm so proud of him. We're at this kid's birthday party, and they had, you know, American Ninja Warrior?
Yep.
They had the warped wall.
Yep.
And they had a 10-foot one, and they had a 15-foot one. None of the kids could do the 15. That's, like, for proper Ninja Warriors, you know? And but they had the junior one that, like, is, like, for the juniors even on the show, you know? Yep. Ninja Warrior, just junior, whatever it is. And River tries it, can't get it. Like, he tries it over and over. I think he tried it 8, 9 times, couldn't get it. And neither could any of the other kids. I mean, River was touching the top, but he couldn't grab it.
Yeah.
And so we go, you know, he kind of stops for a second, takes a break. My wife and I, we go hang out there. You know, our 3-year-old just runs off to this other part of the trampoline park or whatever. And I look back, and River's on top of the
thing.
And I'm like, did he climb up the side?
Yeah.
And I was like, River, did you do it? He's like, on my 10th try, Dad. You know, I don't think he said that. He said, you know, I finally got it or something like that. But it was his 10th try.
Yeah.
You know? And he did it when no one else was, like, when we all left, he was like, I'm freaking doing this.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was easy for him. Like, he just nailed it, you know? And I'm just like, dude, that's a lesson for me that I can learn from him. Like, dude, if I fail 9 times... like, I got to have the confidence to go, like, nah, the 10th time is the one I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know? It was fun to, like, watch his resilience. It's a lesson, you know, that's what I've always wanted to teach him, he caught, and now I'm learning a lesson from him.
Yeah. And I think even, like, you know, thinking about, like, life lessons today and being, like, a parent, you know, like, there's so many times where I feel like I've failed. So many times I feel like I've gotten upset in the moment where, like, I snap, you know. I'm like, oh gosh, like, I'm just so frustrated. Like, a couple nights ago, what we realized was Ali's actually in the 15 month regression. I didn't know that there was such a thing.
Yeah, there's
always like these weird regressions I'm like always missing. So I'm always thinking there's just something wrong with them.
Yeah.
And obviously we hopped online and we found out, but in the moment, like the last couple of weeks, we didn't realize that he was kind of going through this where he was, you know, throughout the night, he was waking up every couple hours and obviously we're super tired.
Yep.
So now we're kind of like chippy and we just kind of like lost the other night. Just like, man, like it made us feel like we're never going to like be great parents because it just feels like we're locked in into this moment right here. And so we're just expressing what we're feeling, obviously. And it's like 2 a.m. So we're not even in our right state of mind.
Right.
We're just letting words go like what we don't mean. We're like, oh, God, like, this is just never going to work out. Like, you know, and then
it never isn't always get tossed around.
Exactly. And but we realized, bro, it's like, you like are gonna have days where you feel like a crap show. Nothing's working out right.
That's right.
You know, life doesn't feel good, and then you realize, you know, it's like wait, man, things are actually going to be okay if you just get up and keep trying. You know,
100%.
I feel like as a parent, I've learned the most I've ever learned, like in this time of my life, more than I've learned anything else in my life. Wow. Period. I really do. And I think because it's like every day you face like challenges with things like with patience, with, you know, like you have to like learn how to still be kind with each other. You know, it challenges your marriages, I think, you know,
if you
don't allow it to, I think it could wreck you. And so I don't know. I think parenthood has been such a challenging thing, but it's also been the most rewarding thing for me, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, but it's taught me to just keep showing up with, and I think that's what you're right. saying, you know, like the 10th time. Who cares if you messed up, you guys, up until this point?
Yes.
You have a chance today.
Your next time could be the best time.
That's it.
Yes.
And so, I don't know. I wake up now and I'm like, you know what? I don't really don't care what happens today, you guys. We have another shot at this whole thing. Let's give it our best.
Let's go. And, okay, we're doing something with Dad to Try.
Yep.
It's October 2nd
yeah.
right now. We just started this thing called the October Challenge.
Which I love that we do.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. And this is kind of like a way for us to have accountability to do exactly what you're talking about, just get better every day. And, you know, we're not chasing perfection, but even if we fail, even if we fail at the Dad's, you know, at the October Challenge and we mess up and we don't, you know, we miss one thing or, you know, something like that, then it's like, great. Tomorrow is another opportunity.
That's it.
To get it back.
Yeah.
You know, so last night took an L, yeah. but
tonight I bounce back.
Hey, you know, you know what two L's make?
A dub.
Okay, if you're listening to this, take an L on your right hand,
yep.
an L on your left hand, put them together. Two L's make a W, baby.
A W.
I mean, like what?
But if you it's do just massive. Like a straight L, it's kind of like a U instead.
Well, it's a field goal.
Yeah.
Because even if you miss your touchdown, you got another opportunity to score, baby.
Ding. So you know, if you're listening to this is your invitation to be a part of the Dads Who Try Challenge. You yes. should go to our social media page. We posted it on our social medias, and all the challenges are right there.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, just to sound a couple off, we're doing an 8,000 step challenge every day. We're doing a 30 minutes of no phone, and we're not saying like you're not sleeping, and using that as no phone.
Yeah, it's some like, people are like, okay, well, I didn't do phones at bedtime. It's like no, like you gotta have 30 minutes of no phone family bonding.
Yeah. This one, I like this because it helps me practice gratitude. It's write down 5 things you're thankful for, and then you post one of them on social media.
Ooh, right? Okay.
That's
like
a fun
that.
One. And then this is, I think this is going to be the fun one. I think this is where I'm going to camp at. It's text another dad or a guy friend every day.
I love it.
Dude, to me, I'm a sociable guy. I want to chop it up with my homies. And then the fifth one, go on a date.
Ooh. Yeah, go on a date with your wife. Go on a date with your girlfriend if you're not married. Look, if you're a single guy out here, then get back in the dating pool.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
So that is your October challenge. So if you're listening to this right now, challenge. We challenge you. Accept the challenge.
We love you guys so much, and we'll see you on our next podcast.